KB2H access.
What'd you say?
I said, says you. KB2H access.
You and Steve on here. It's me. It's Ernest T.
What was that again?
You the other day. Sound like Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, okay. You know, you guys make fun of me. I got to, gotta make fun back.
Making fun of you. You know, when I was growing up, we used to move back and forth from north to south and south to north and north to south, and they did the same thing on both ends. They made fun of the accent. Each side made fun of the other side's accent. The longer you stay, the worse it got.
I ain't got no freaking accent. What are you talking about there?
Moving back and forth growing up from north to south, we picked up on that really quick. Well, our cousins especially, we had cousins down here and we had cousins up north, and the cousins up north would tease us because of our southern accent, and the cousins down south would tease us because of our northern accent. We couldn't win.
Well, I've slowed my speech down quite a bit moving out of New York 25 years ago. I don't talk half as fast as I used to.
Theory about why people up north talk so fast. They move so fast. They did so much. And that's because of the cold. It was cold. If you were outside, you had to get it done. And there's no, like down here, it's nice and warm, and you can take your time, do what you need to do. You don't have to get in out from the outdoors inside the house real quick. You can just, you know, leisure along. But up there, you better get it done and move on. Get to a warm spot.
Well, as my dad is so famous for saying, I used to be fast, now I'm just half-assed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat that because I know I'm being recorded. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, it is a beautiful day out here. It is wonderful. I cut the grass today. And then I rested, and now I'm going to the grocery store. You had a good day?
Oh, yeah. Got a couple of customers taken care of. I'm heading to my last one right now. They're working. I told them I'd meet them around 6-ish, and we're all good from there. Then I'm good.
Of course, aren't you?
You know, I took care of a customer around noontime, and then I came over to one just now. So it was kind of intermittent today. It wasn't a full-on, full-blown day like I normally would have. Tomorrow I got my eye exam, and then the rest of the week I'm kind of a little spotty this week because the weather's being cool. But I tell you what, next week's gonna be a killer.
For the rain, and it looks like we're gonna get a little bit of rain either tomorrow or the next day. I can't remember which one it was. And then the 7 or 8 days, no rain, just sunshine.
Yeah, it's going to be back up in the 80s, I think, mid to end of next week or something.
The wind's not blowing, it'd be good flying weather. Yeah, take a break and go flying with Steve and me.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. We'll see. Let me see how my week goes.
Pops it up around between Greer and Inman. Our flying field is exactly 6 miles from each of us. We're 12 miles apart, and it's 6 miles from each of us. So it's halfway between Greer and Inman is where our flying field is.
Yeah, he was. He showed me where it was. Right there was that Jordan Road, that four-way stop right there.
Factory. So if you have a job up around there and we're out flying, you just come on by.
Well, heck, I'm only a couple of miles from that. Yeah, I'm probably closer than you. But yeah, what is that, Jug Factory or Mount Lebanon Road right there?
Mount Lebanon's on one end of it, and Jordan's on the other, and it's connected with Jug Factory. Or Jug Factory is on one end, and Lebanon's on the other, and it's connected with Jordan. I can't remember, but something like that.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea on where it is. So I might just do that one day.
And there's usually people there when you go, so it's usually a crowd of people. There's always something to watch.
Anywho, I'm getting near to my next customer. Let me get out of here. I want to give them a call and make sure that they're home before I get too much closer. Dave, I will catch you later. W4DJW KB2HXS.
Just now put mine in parked, and I'm getting out and going in and getting my grocery shopping done. Good talking to you. Have a great rest of the day. KB2HXS, W4DJW clear.
73, Dave. Get a stick of butter for me. See you later. KB2HXS.